US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Thanks, Ender. That is very sad news about the lead singer of the Cranberries, that's for sure. Let's keep going overseas from the UK to the US and say good morning to Bob Tarlow. Hello, Bob.
Good morning, Basil. Thank you very much, and good morning, Steve. There is an alarming new social media fad. Some American teens are putting detergent pods into their mouths, then biting down on them in what's being called the Tide Pod Challenge. Tide is the brand name of the pods, which contain ethanol, hydrogen peroxide, and polymers, a highly toxic mix of detergent meant to wipe out dirt and grime. Manufacturers have been concerned about toddlers mistakenly ingesting them, but now teens are popping them on purpose and posting videos of the result online. Nasty stuff. Dr. Manuel Manjin is with an urgent care center here in Los Angeles, and he says no one, no matter their age, should ever be eating, let alone playing with these pods.
I think it's very dangerous. They're going to cause irritation and burns in the mouth and the throat, at the esophagus, all the way down to the stomach. They can cause some poisonous effects as well, could cause some severe nausea and vomiting. You can end up in the hospital. That's for sure.
A 19-year-old boy told CBS he should have known better, but chewed on one anyway.
A lot of people were just saying how stupid I was.
And Anne-Marie Burkle agrees.
This is what started out as a joke on the internet, and now it's just gone too far.
And Burkle should know, for she's in charge at the government's Consumer Product Safety Commission. She says at least 10 people have died because of ingesting the pods. 2 were toddlers, 8 seniors with dementia. Burkle says that kids are attracted to these little packets, which do look like candy, and that her agency is working with manufacturers to reduce the dangers.
We've worked diligently with industry, making the film on that packet even more tough so that it isn't as easy to puncture, and reducing the toxicity and the strength of laundry detergents.
So you have to worry about the sanity of people that should know better doing such a thing. But what are the company actually doing, Bob?
Yeah, indeed. I agree with you on that. Now, Procter & Gamble, that is the company that makes Tide, they claim the bright colors in those pods do not play a role in accidents involving young children, that the real problem is access, that parents need to keep containers of those laundry pads high up and safely away from children. And of course, Stephen Basil, it doesn't do much to discourage teenagers determined to get into these things and have a go at the Tide Pod Challenge.